Round Island is 30 miles from Togiak in the Bering Sea. The island's Yupik name is Kayasik, which means a place to kayak. It's home to an abundance of wildlife, from nesting seabirds to foxes to stellar sea lions. Starting in the spring, thousands of walruses come to crowd the beaches and waters. One June morning, several males lie on a large flat rock in the sun, occasionally scratching and fanning out their flippers. Others swim in the waters nearby. State biologists have kept daily records of the summer walrus haulouts here since the 1970s. One of those biologists is Amber Stevens, who spends months on the island every year monitoring the herd.
This is obviously critical habitat for the male walrus because we only have male walrus that come here. The females stay with the ice, with the calves, and they follow the ice upwards and north as long as they can.
When males gather, you can sometimes hear them chiming, a sound when they let the air out of a sack above their necks. Stevens says males use that sound during the mating season to woo females. But on this boys-only island, the chiming is practice for the real thing. Kayasik is a traditional hunting site where native people have harvested walrus for thousands of years. But the recent history of hunting on the island is fraught. In the 1800s, commercial hunting in the Arctic, especially by Yankee whalers, drastically reduced the walrus population. The federal government later outlawed commercial hunting, but ongoing concerns about habitat led the Alaska State Legislature to create a game sanctuary near Togiak in 1960. The state banned hunting in most of the sanctuary, including Kayasik. But there was no consideration for traditional harvest practices, and Native people couldn't access their hunting grounds for over 30 years. Finally, after years of work, tribal leaders from Togiak successfully advocated for the state to reopen a subsistence hunt in 1995. Local representatives on Kayasik Walrus Commission, along with state and federal agencies, co-manage a fall hunt every year.
You could notice when people are getting restless. When is that walrus hunt going to be happening?
Peter Lockuck Sr. is a Togiak Tribal Council member and a hunt captain. He says an important part of walrus hunting is sharing food with the community.
After a successful hunt, we help each other and cut it up into smaller pieces so we could distribute it first of all to the elders and to the folks that can no longer hunt.
Walrus hunts require a lot of organization. Lockuck says they have to plan who will shoot, who will provide the boats, and who will drive ahead of time. A lot also depends on the weather. Daryl Thompson has participated in Togiak's community walrus hunts on and off for years. To get to Kayasik requires a long boat ride across open water.
You got to have a really calm wind because it could be pretty calm when you leave the village up here protected by the shore. But once you leave Summit Island out there, it's open ocean. And if it was blowing last week farther out to sea, it's still going to have big waves out there. So you got to watch your weather real close out there.
Thompson says hunting from boats in the open water is more dangerous, and there's a bigger risk of losing the harvest because the walrus can sink. It's easier to hunt on beaches, where they can choose which animals to harvest, and Kayasik's rocky beaches are especially good for butchering, because there's no sand to spoil the meat.
When they're on the land, you can walk up point blank until that's the one, and you put them down. It's a little bit more adventurous when they're all in the water. Then you got to take your boat and get up and get the good shot, and then you got to harpoon them. Because with the harpoon, you keep them from sinking, and you can retrieve the animal. And that's a little bit different hunting technique doing that.
Walruses typically eat invertebrates that live on the seafloor, like clams. And sometimes there's more for hunters to harvest than just meat.
I got two or three walruses, and we were butchering them. And I got to the stomach, I took about 5 gallons worth of clams out of the stomach. Most of these, they ate them, and then they just rinse them off, and we can cook them, and we can eat them, and they're just clams.
Mickey Sharp, a Twin Hills hunt captain, says it's important for his crew to process the meat right away.
We try to gut it because the blood stops and it boils and it spoils the guts. It's just really a lot of work. Holy, yeah. It makes like a moose, butchering a moose like a piece of cake.
Male walruses can weigh up to 2 tons, which is another major factor for hunt crews to consider.
We got one a couple of years ago. We were pulling it up after it died. We were pulling it up from the harpoon, and it was like lifting a couple thousand pounds straight from the bottom. It was just muscle burning, like deadweight lifting.
While the Koyasik hunt requires a permit, Alaska Native people can hunt for walrus anywhere else without one. Sharp says he enjoys hunting around Hagemeister Island, closer to home. And he says safety is always first.
You go out the door and you come back in one piece. Whether you win or not, you still go, and you got to have everything planned, because it's to us, it's a big thing. And it's only seasonally, and it's like a one-time thing.
Teaching younger people is also central to walrus hunting. The costs of gas and equipment mean it's become more expensive to go out. At a recent Koyasik Walrus Commission meeting, representatives talked about organizing a joint hunt between Bristol Bay communities. At 27 years old, David Williams of Equawk is the youngest member of the commission.
So if we could get 20 hunters within the region as one joint hunt and get 20 walrus for all of our communities, I think that would definitely help everybody here, especially the elderly.
Williams says people from his village crave these traditional foods.
Personally, I would love to get my very first walrus and provide my community with my very first walrus.
This fall, hunters hope to gather a crew and go out again to teach new hunters and share with their communities. From Koyasik, I'm Izzy Ross.